Scripture says, "For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come." 1 Corinthians 11:26. Our pastor recently did a little teaching on communion, and I'll never forget something he said. He said, the main thing about communion is that you don't miss the main thing. And the main thing is that we are remembering the suffering and the tormenting death of Christ, what he did as a substitute death for our sins. He was a payment in full for the sinful men and women of the world, that God would die for us, that God would shed his blood for us, that there would be a replacement for us. It should have been me and you on that cross, but Christ suffered and died that he might redeem us from all iniquity, forgive our sins, fill us with the Holy Ghost, and make us new. So what communion is, it's remembering the sorrow and suffering death of our Lord Jesus. It is also common union. It is common union with the body of Christ. It is not something you do just unto yourself in your prayer closet or all alone. This is beauty. It is the body of Christ, the people that are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, true believers, coming together to remember the death of our Lord, to commemorate that and remember it, and to drink that cup, the fruit of the vine, and to eat that broken bread. And it's a beautiful picture. It's just something that is so beautiful and special. We're looking at the subject of on the communion right now, that it demands the partakers of communion that they have a holy life separated from the world. There's a verse in James that says, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship with the world is enmity with God?" It says, "Whosoever therefore shall be a friend of the world is the enemy of God." You see, you wouldn't want to take communion with someone who was an enemy of God. It is reserved only for those that are true believers walking in obedience to God, those that are right with God, not those that are the friends of the world, not those that love sin, not those that live wickedly. Many, many people drink the communion cup while they're living in adultery, while they're liars, while they're thieves, while they read pornography, while they do all these things that their life is not right. Some believe that by eating the wafer or the bread and drinking the cup, that they're actually receiving the literal Christ into them. And this is such a heresy. It's such a lie of the devil. It's a symbol of what Christ did. And there is no way that you can eat something and be right with God. The Bible says that we should believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and we'll be saved. And the key of believing is putting your trust in and obeying. But to partake of Holy Communion, it demands the partakers to have a holy life separated from the world. We'll read two passages from Paul's writings, and they seem to suggest what I'm saying very forcibly. It says in 1 Corinthians 10, it says, verse 20, "I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." Now, do you realize what it would be like to sit down at the table with a devil, a real devil, and say, "Hey, let's eat bread and drink together. Let's agree together. Let's just, lay down our differences and just have a little nice drink together." No, you could never sit down at a table with the devil, and you would never drink his drink or eat his food. So Paul just really brought this out, not to have fellowship with devils. Now, the Bible tells us that we're not to fellowship with the one that's called a brother and is a thief, a fornicator, an extortioner, a railer, and such. We're not to have fellowship with such a one that calls himself or is called a real Christian and lives wickedly. But he goes to say that we don't not fellowship, in a sense, with those of the world that are in sin as a mean to bring them to Christ. We don't fellowship with them, but we go to them and we preach and communicate the gospel of Jesus Christ that they might be saved. We warn them of their wickedness. We warn them of their wrong life. But to sit in a church that's not right with God and people that aren't right with God and to drink communion and eat the bread with them is a grave sin. The Bible tells you to neither be a partaker of another man's sin. You cannot fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Then it says in 1 Corinthians 11:26, for as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he comes. It seems that these texts are stating very clearly and definitely the importance of confining the communion to those who are one in Christ, unstained with unforgiven sin. I would not that ye should fellowship with devils. That is, hold yourselves aloof from them, both in the matter of communion and of supposed Christian fellowship. Such a fellowship is not possible, only in theory. In fact, he cannot. Keeping this in mind, we understand what Paul meant when he said that every time you commune, you show the Lord's death. As for sinners communing, we have two admonitions on this point. To the church, not to commune with such persons. And to the sinner, it says in 1 Corinthians 11, verses 27 through 29, it tells us that if you eat this bread, it says, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily, it says he eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. So it tells you, let a man so examine himself. I want to ask you, do you take communion? Do you drink the cup? Do you eat the bread? What's your church like? What's your heart like? Are you communing with devils? Are you a devil? Are you right with God? Are you hiding sin? There are Christians that are struggling with some issues, but they're broken and they're sorry, and they're getting the victory. But those that just continue in sin, drink the cup, do it as a social thing, do it as a religious thing. Oh, this makes me right with God. Oh, it's communion. It makes me feel good inside. My friend, if you're drinking the cup and eating the bread and you're not remembering the Lord's death and you're not walking in obedience to the Scripture, you should be terrified right now. You should warn others that are doing this same thing very recklessly. I mean, it says there, if you eat this bread and drink the cup of the Lord unworthily, you eat and drink damnation to yourself. So it says there, so let a man so examine himself. And this is the time what we need to do. We need to examine ourselves. You need to beware. Now, I want to put the fear in you that you don't want to ever take communion again, but I want you to take it serious. God knows them that are his, the Scripture says, and that everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So I leave you with that thought today. You cannot fellowship with the devils and fellowship with holy things or holy symbols that God has given us in his word. Get your heart right if it's not. Warn others to get their heart right search this matter out more perfectly. We do have some other messages. We could either send you the tapes and the CDs to listen to them, or you can get them through our phone ministry. If you leave your name and number, we'd be glad to give you more information on this very important subject. God bless you today, and remember that God is on the throne. His eyes are beholding the evil and the good, it says in the world. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. Or if you would rather speak to us in person, you may call us on our cell phones. For Mose, dial 717-656-9576. For Don, dial 717-606-2811. For Jeff, dial 423-618-9491. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Effort of Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now. God bless you and have a good day.